Hello everybody, it's Paul here at the War Room, doing a Monday night episode, last minute, because this is Monday night. And remember, we are sponsored by thewarhq.co.uk. We're still having one or two little technical problems with their website, but the Facebook is up and going. Go there and like us, learn all the news. And this one is probably going to be the life of a tournament organiser, I have a feeling. This weekend, we played the first round of the British Bolt Action League, a new league set up here in the UK by myself, excuse me, and my good friend Dave Nolan, who he lets me help out with the World Team Championships this year in Poland. So the first round was at Nottingham, supported by Warlord Games. Thank you very much, Warlord Games. And all did not go to plan as a tournament organiser, but the event seems to, much to my surprise and the circumstances, have gone pretty well. So thank you to everybody who turned up for the British Bolt Action League. Things start going wrong. My partner in crime, Dave, couldn't make it on the day, unfortunately. Something came up which just couldn't be put off, and I told Dave not to bother coming. So there was a few, in fact I didn't even have to do a phone call. That is how friendly Bolt Action is. My good friend Nick Pratt, who used to be at the Boston Battle Bunker, you can probably find him hanging out at Imps Gaming in Lincoln a lot of the time now. He put his head above the parapet, said, "No problem, Paul, I'll bring a load of scenery." I managed to stuff my car with as much scenery as we possibly fit in, and off I went down to Nottingham. It was a reasonable drive down. It's about, for me, it's about a 5.5 hour drive down from Scotland, and say 6 hours if you put a wee stop in. Got to Warlord just about 5:30 to go upstairs and find that nearly all the work had already been done for me. So here I was expecting a disaster. Turned up, Nick, some of the guys from Warlord Games had already done nearly all the work. So thank you very much, guys. And they worked really hard. As usual, Paul does absolutely no work and turns up and it's all done for him. They were all absolute stars. So thank you again, Nick. And thank you, guys, down at Warlord Games. We got the stuff out of my car, rearranged the tables a little bit and did odd bits and pieces. And we were really set up and ready to go by 7:30-ish. We went back, we decided Dan was there. Sorry, I should have mentioned Dan was also there and he helped as well. Dan Moody. So thank you very much, Dan. So the three of us went out for dinner together, had a lovely meal. Dan went off to his hotel and Nick drove me back to his place and kindly put me up for the night in his spare room. So that was really good. I love the friendship. I mean, I didn't know Nick a couple of years ago and, you know, just a fantastic guy who's always there, ready to help, but one of many out there in the Bolt Action world. So, started getting ready that evening, putting all my stuff into my tournament app that I use to find the tournament app has crashed. Isn't it always the way? Not one thing goes wrong, everything goes wrong. So, fortunately when I do tournaments, I will usually keep a paper copy anyway. So we had to revert back to our old computer 1.0, also known as the pen and paper. So we turned up at Warlord Games in the morning after having a bit of a later sleep in than we expected, but we managed to get there for opening time, opened up, got ourselves sorted out, and started scribbling on me paper. We had 18 guys turn up altogether. I had 26 who were going to come. We had some call off with colds. We had one or two just couldn't make it. I'm sure one or two didn't realise the rugby was on that weekend. Possibly, lads. But that was no real problem. By start time, all the 18, all the 17 had turned up. And so the first round, unfortunately, because I didn't have a partner in crime to help me out, and I had odd numbers, I ended up playing the first game. So the draw was done pretty quickly, no real challenges there for pen and paper. And we went ahead with the first game, and the shout went out to Warlord that when the shop opened at 11 o'clock, we would have a little helper come up the stairs and he would be the 18th man. Fabulous. You get a whole lot of support at Warlord Games. You really do, guys. There's a lot going on behind the scenes just now for Bolt Action. Hopefully you will reap the benefits very soon and see a lot of things coming out. But back to the competition. Life of a tournament organiser. So I ended up playing the first game. Just by luck, I played somebody who was fairly new to the game, and I went off a little bit too strong and then decided to rein it in a little bit. And he ended up beating me in the end. Oh, well done. And yeah, we had a great time. I hope my opponent enjoyed it. It was really good fun. I wheeled out the Dutch for that game. I woke them up out of their box and they came up and bravely fought. Had a great wee game. And because the British Bolt Action League is really sort of what we hope will be the sharp end of Bolt Action, where we can contain it, keep it in a sealed canister, and never bring it out for other events. But at British Bolt Action League, we like you to bring your nastiest lists. All the stuff that everybody else turns their nose up at and takes the mickey out of you for playing. You can play that at the British Bolt Action League. That's what we like. So, yeah, because of that, because a lot of the guys are fairly experienced, I didn't really have a lot of work to do on rules, decisions, etc., which was quite good. And as all of you know how lazy I am, that's right up my street. The less work I have to do, the better. So we ended turn one, long lunch hour, guys got down to the shop. Warlord Games were superb. They did a 5-for-4 offer in the shop for us. And during the day, they put on one or two other little offers for us upstairs, which was really nice of them. As I say, the guys there at Nottingham look after you pretty well if you're going along for any of the events or tournaments that they're holding there. And so that was great. Got into round two. By that time, I'd had plenty of time to sort out the results and match people up using pen and paper, and it all seemed, surprisingly, to flow rather easily. We got round two under the wing. Harry from the shop came up and played as my 18th man. And on we went. We had a surprise visit from the gents who organised the British Historical Society games and some of the events at Warlord for Warlord 2. That would be Colin and Gary. With their, I'm going to call him a minion, Michael, give me hate for that, but Mike Goss, they came up, they were very supportive, they had a look around, chatted with folk, we had a few laughs, so it was really nice to see those guys, and I really do appreciate their support. They offered to help out, go and get their laptops and things if I was requiring it, and that was really appreciated on the day. As I say, great community we have here in Bolt Action. And then we rolled on to game three. To start off with the British Bolt Action League, the four main events, three of them are just going to be one day, three games. The tournament up in Scotland, which will double as the Scottish Championships this year, it's going to be a two-dayer, and hopefully next year we'll roll out the four main British Bolt Action events to be two-day events. So we rolled into game three. It was very exciting. It actually was decided on game three, and it was decided on dice difference. The way I do the deciders is we count up the number of the dice difference. So that's number of dice you kill, take away the number of dice you lose, gives you a dice difference, a bit similar to football goal difference, if you like, if you follow soccer or football as it is here in the UK. So some of the things, we used those to decide it, and it came down to the last game to make that decider. And who won? Well, we had the guys from Leicester I love them very much, and they were great. We had a great fun. So, first place, it was Wee PT Barrett, playing his Japanese force. It was only 13 dice for 1,000 points, so not a huge dice army. Peter came first with 15 points. Second was, now what was his name again? Mr. Lane, it was Dave Lane, I think it is. He came second with 15 points again, but he had 17 dice for his dice difference. Peter managed to pip him in the last game with 19 dice. And then drawing up in last third, you'll know him as Topher, Toph Buckle, languishing in third place this time. And then in fourth was yet another juggernaut. Daniel Johnston came along, and he came in fourth with 11 points, 10 dice difference. Toph had 13 points and 24 dice difference. So, yes, the juggernauts come and sweep up the prizes again. They were great fun on the day. I think we all had a great deal of fun. Hopefully they'll come along to some more of the British Bolt Action League. Now, the guys at the Juggernauts did say that they were going to be holding their first competition in 2 or 3 months' time. So if you keep a lookout for that, I'm sure it'll be a very good event. The guys really know what they're doing. The TOing will be right up there. And I'm hoping that will be one of the affiliated games in the British Bolt Action League. So you'll be able to get league points for that if it does become affiliated. We should be able to decide that in the next few weeks, I would hope. I'll have to probably pay Toph or Dan or Peter or Dan, one of the others, some pennies, but we'll see what happens there. So we had 18 altogether. Matt Marlowe was in 5th, Jacob Wright 6th, David Edwards 7th, Richard Gedney was 8th, David Northeast 9th, John Tails, or Jed as we call him, was 10th, Daniel Moody 11th, Jonathan Pugh 12th, Simon Davis 13th, Alex McLafferty was 14th, Thomas Fletcher 15th, Harry from the shop came in 16th, Ian Morange came 17th, and holding up the table, but I know he had a great day, was Nick Pratt in 18th. So a good day was had by all. Thank you very much, guys. The Juggernauts are good. We expect them to be at the top. But please, somebody, turn up to some of these British Bolt Action League events and let's knock the Juggers off the top. How about that? Let's put out the challenge. Get some of you guys playing. The next event is, I'll have to look it up, so give me a second, I'll try and fill space. The next event is going to be down in Lincoln at Imps. I'm just looking for the date now. That's going to be run by Gaz Walsh. So it'll be a good event. He's run the events there before. There are still a few spaces left, and that's on the 20th of April, Saturday the 20th of April in Lincoln at Imps Gaming. So guys, try and get down to that. The next event in the British Bolt Action League after that will be May the 25th. We're going down to the Big Bolt Action Bash 2, and that's in Bristol, May the 25th. That's another affiliated event. And then one of the main events will be, the next main event is in July. That's July the 13th. It's up at Element Games in Manchester. Strictly speaking, I think it's Stockport, but in that area. That should be going up online very shortly. You'll be able to start to buy tickets. That's the second game in the British, the second main game in the British Bolt Action League. One day, it's Saturday. The third main event we have now is September the 14th and 15th, 2 days. That's the Scottish Nationals at Common Ground Gaming in Stirling in Scotland. And then in October we have our last main event at the moment, which is October the 5th. That's the British Bolt Action League at Firestorm Games Cardiff. And that will be round 4, I believe. Gosh, I think I've got my round numbers wrong on my templates. But anyway, that'll be round four. And then the last affiliated event we have at the moment, I'm sure there'll be more to come, is November the 16th at Dunfermline in Scotland. Their Winter War event is going to be a Bolt Action League affiliated event. Now, for the Bolt Action League, we are counting your four best results, and the number of points you get are dependent on the status of your event. For the first year, we haven't decided yet, but anyway, all the main events are going to be 100-point events, which means for the winner, there's 100 points available. The rest of the field will be decided on how many people are in the event, how many games are played, one or two other little factors. We come out and we give you a total of points, and they will all be added up, and your best 4 point totals go to your final score in the league. Also, those that are tournament organisers, they will get half the maximum number of points available. So if you were a 100-point event, the tournament organiser would win 50 points. If you were an 80-point event, you would get 40 points. And that way, the tournament organisers get some points towards the league, but they're not going to win enough points that they're ever going to win the league just by running events. So, hope that is all crystal clear. I'm sure if it isn't, you will come back. The day itself, in spite of my pen and paper, in spite of things not going quite to plan, they seem to go very well. The tables, I felt they all looked a bit 2D, but everybody that I asked, and I did ask a lot of people, seemed to think the tables were okay. I guess we'll hear shortly. Certainly, the Juggernauts podcast will probably review my tournament organising, so that should be interesting. If you listen to the Juggernauts podcast, a great podcast. The guys are unashamedly competitive, but they are a great help to anyone out there, and it's a great podcast to listen to. It's quite good fun as well, it has to be said, with all the guys on there. And if I ever stop calling Dan, Dave, they never know, they might invite me onto the show one day. We shall see. What else can we say about the Bolt Action League? It was a great day. There was lots of chat. There was a good deal of laughter going on. It's not quite as serious as you might expect, but yes, we'd like to see some of your filthy lists you'd like to see played. What's the filthiest list? I'm obviously drunk. What is the filthiest list you can think of that somebody would play at the British Bolt Action League? And let's see if anybody ever does bring that list. It'd probably be Gurkha paratroops or something. But yeah, great day. I actually enjoyed it. I find TOing to be slightly difficult because I always want to play. And you see people playing, you go, oh, you shouldn't play that, you should do this, and you've got to keep your mouth shut. Or you see somebody doing the rules wrong, and unless they invite you in to decide, you can't say anything. So I find it a little bit frustrating being TO, but I really enjoyed this one. We got packed up pretty quickly afterwards. The award ceremony was great. Warlord Games had a photographer there taking pictures of the army and pictures of the awards. I managed to get a chance to talk with some of the guys at Warlord. For those that don't know, we've got a wee bit of announcement coming up, hopefully in the next few days, about a role I'll be taking in the scene on Warlord's behalf. Unless they sack me before then. Sack me, I wish. They're not paying me a wage yet, but you never know. So I'll be trying to help out as best as I can there. But more about that in another podcast, I am sure. So I have been going hammer and nails at this one. Is there anything else we need to say about the British Bolt Action League? Other than it was actually a fantastic day. I did expect it to be a lot more serious than it was. But it was a lot of fun. It was a great deal of fun. So I can thoroughly recommend it. As I say, next event, two events are affiliated events. One at Imps Gaming with the Imps Open, run by Gaz Walsh. And then over in Bristol, Dan Moody is organising the Bolt Action Bash, I think it was. And that will be good fun. I'm going to try and get down to the Bolt Action Bash. Unfortunately, I've got something on for the Imps Open. We've got an event up here in Scotland, which is a new event that I'm going to support. So I can't make it down to my good friend Gaz's competition. But if you're listening out there, get yourselves to Lincoln. It's a fab day. And some great prizes are going to be there. I am going to call off for tonight. I've done enough talking. I'll come back with the next podcast on Friday. My apologies, there was no Friday podcast this time. It just didn't work out. Never mind, listen for next week. If you've got any comments, etc., go along to Facebook, warhq.co.uk. Leave a comment for us, and no doubt I will share this little podcast up on Bolt Action and Bolt Action International. So you can go there, provide comments, etc., guys. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening in and staying with it. And we'll be talking to you once again on Friday. Mahalo for now.